This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
A lot of people are looking at what's happening to these Democrat-run cities, and they're disgusted. They can't believe this is taking place in our country. I can't believe it either. These radical anarchists were trying to get into the mayor's house, and lots of bad things were happening to this poor, foolish, very stupid mayor.
Oh, me? Resemble that remark.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Remember Michael Cohen, the president's former lawyer, the one who went to jail for tax evasion? It probably won't surprise you to learn that he was very friendly with a number of well-known media figures. Well, it turns out those conversations were tape recorded. Chris Cuomo on CNN was one of them.
Excuse me, tell us what's on the tape of Chris Cuomo and Michael Cohen. What's on the two-hour tape of the two of you?
Tons of stuff.
Yeah, that's classified top secret guy stuff, so...
I'll tell you why I can't. Accountability, facts first.
Yeah,
why?
I'll tell you why, because there's a little difference between you and me and the shop you're working for. Integrity.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
Where have I heard that before?
I actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
Unchained and unstoppable.
And at best, what a lockdown will do is delay. It does not reduce the ultimate mortality, but I think it creates a lot of other problems with mortality. We will never do any of these lockdowns again.
We will no longer tolerate it. We will no longer be afraid. It's your turn to be afraid.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi is so busted. We just saw the video.
Busted.
You know, sometimes they get somebody robbing a 7-Eleven, and it's the camera, the lens is so greasy you can't even tell who it is. It could be an elephant coming in. Shit, it's clean. This one's clean.
What's that about?
but wait, she's throwing the hair salon under the bus. They told Madam Speaker that this was totally compliant with City of San Francisco rules. Madam Speaker, I learned in the third grade, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Right.
Right?
Howie, I have to say this. It has turned out to be quite the day. This is making me feel as though 2020 is making a comeback. Because the Joy Reid cut's going viral. And I'm not, you know, celebrating anyone being canceled. But she won't be canceled, so it doesn't even matter. Nancy Pelosi getting caught. There was a C-SPAN caller on with Brian Stelter who went off on him about the Nicholas Sandman situation and did such a good job. And now we're finding out something about Joe Biden pre-taping that video.
Or pre-taping some video. We don't know. We got to figure out what that is. And you didn't tell me the Joy Reid thing. I think the thing that's really going to kill Joy Reid's career is she said that Trump supporters are acting like Muslims. So, of course, that's a hate crime against... Forget the Trump supporters. That's a hate crime against Muslims.
She didn't say it in those exact words, but that was what the point of her message was. She was trying to be so woke that she ended up being a racist. It's so sad when that happens.
She can't even blame this one on the time-traveling hackers.
And it's so funny because I just went on her Twitter because I obviously wanted to see if she offered her mea culpa, her sincere apology. And she said her last tweet was about how great Joy Reid's show is doing and how, you know, August was one for the records. And I'm just thinking, ooh, who's having a worse night? Nancy Pelosi or Joy Reid? Or Brian Stelter? I don't know.
Or Joe Kennedy.
Or Joe Kennedy.
All right. We've got some, we're gonna take some calls on the primary in Massachusetts, and you can just talk about what you want. But what we need to do is play some Charlie Baker cuts because Charlie Parker was out again today. It used to be a daily occurrence, but now it's about a weekly occurrence.
You're enjoying your day, everything's going your way, and along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. The beggar to spare you,
Charlie, please.
But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
I was telling the VIPs the only thing that made me happier than Nancy Pelosi getting busted would be Charlie Parker getting busted for doing something like this.
I'm a bigger fan of Pelosi getting busted. It is so good for the national news cycle.
Do you think they're going to report this on CNN, Grace, and MSNBC? Come on. This is going to get a good leaving alone, as the friends of Eddie Coyle would say.
But she's not even the first one. Remember the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, said, I have to get my hair done. I'm seen on camera.
I'm the national face of Chicago, were her exact words.
No.
Yes. That's what she said.
I should have used that when everything was shut down around here. I got to go in.
All right, so you got some sound cuts here from Charlie Parker.
Yes, let's get down to business. I want to start with cut 23. Charlie Baker explains just how low the rate of COVID is in Massachusetts. Cut 23.
The state's positive test rate's around 1%, and it's been in that range for the past few weeks. Our hospitals are reporting, Lieutenant Governor and I were on the phone with them this morning, no issues with managing the care of COVID-19 patients and other patients.
But you can't play pinball.
Services and procedures. We've seen good progress and will continue to monitor data and pay close attention to higher risk communities.
So I have to give credit where credit is due. The mailroom manager thought of the Charlie Parker, Debbie Downer remix song we play. And it's so accurate because, for instance, he says something like that. And he sounds depressed as he's saying how good everything's going. And then in the next cut, it goes, wah, wah, and he brings in the downer. This is cut 24.
While the statewide statistics are in a great place, there still are several communities that are struggling with the transmission of COVID. And that's why we introduced a new system for color coding and providing ramped up resources and stricter enforcement in the communities that have higher levels of COVID.
Always stricter enforcement.
Thank you, Taylor. That sound, and it would just zoom in on his face going.
We're almost reaching a grim milestone, Grace. You know what the grim milestone is? Fewer than 300 people hospitalized. That's what the guys that work at the hospital are laughing. They know what a grim milestone is in this quote-unquote crisis that we're in.
But it's crazy because it just harkens back to we were at one point trying to not have the hospitals be overwhelmed. And everyone was on board with that. Don't let the hospitals be overwhelmed. We have to flatten the curve. And this is where we're at now, where it's everyone's going to stay inside until it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, but we've got 351 communities and towns, and three of them are having a problem. So we can't. We're going to have to keep the state shut down forever.
So here's the thing. There's usually now when I cut these Charlie Baker press conferences, he has like one money line where he gets all of his cliches into one sentence. Like he hammers it all in into one. And he had that today. This is cut 26.
It's taken an incredible amount of discipline, hard work, and sacrifice to get to this point with respect to COVID. And as we head into the fall, we should certainly not let up. No matter the numbers, everyone needs to be vigilant about wearing a mask, practicing good hygiene, and avoiding, wherever possible, large group gatherings, especially unorganized, unsupervised group gatherings.
Unorganized gatherings?
Yes, Howie.
I can remember when we used to have a problem with organized crime. Now we can't have unorganized gatherings,
color coding, organization. It's all very important to keep your locker clean.
Yes, you must make sacrifices. No one who works for Massport or the judiciary or the Department of Public Health or the University of Massachusetts has to make, unless they're a janitor, has to make a sacrifice.
Okay, now Howie, when we have the VIPs and you guys clap, it really gets Howie going because he's a little bit of a ham and he loves to have the audience clapping. Charlie Baker is craving a little bit of that love and he got a little bit of it today and it was really sad. This is cut 32.
I think anytime somebody can talk about delivering 118% of plan, 30% reduced costs in 1 month instead of 12, it's pretty good. Thank you. And I also want, good idea.
What's the 118% of the plan to become number one in unemployment for 2 months running to get the unemployment rate up from 2.8% to 17.7% last month?
Honestly, it had something to do with the MBTA, but at that point, I was zoned out. He was talking about the... Here's the thing. Someone in Charlie Baker's camp said to themselves, people seem really angry with us. Things are not going well. People are not a fan of what we're doing. Let's remind people about the T. That will fix this. If I was Charlie Baker, I would say, I'm not going out to talk about that. As if they can hate me anymore. Now we're going to start talking about the Green Line. But yeah, that's what he was there to talk about. So one of the reporters asked him if he felt safe riding the MBTA. He said, absolutely. And then another one asked him if he ever has plans to go on the T. And this is where it got interesting, because Charlie Baker had been taking the MBTA.
Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain.
There's no need to get off at Kendall Square because every restaurant and bar is out of business and will never be back. No, they'll never be back. Flat Top Johnny's is gone for good.
I had to learn that song in fifth grade. It is a jam.
508 says, there will be no unorganized, spontaneous fun.
But let me just finish up on this very quickly.
I want to hear cut 40. I want to hear
Wait, but can we play cut 39 first? Because he's asked if he plans on taking the MBTA, and he says he has taken it, and he's surprised that the media didn't pick up on it, which makes me think he was doing it as a PR move, like, you know, a la Joe Biden taking the Amtrak, and right. He's sad that nobody reported on it, and it's so lame. This is cut 39.
Yes. You know, I was riding the Blue Line a lot. In January and February, and I was actually kind of surprised that for one reason or another,
calling
the media
BS
never found
on that.
Out. But yeah, the answer is yes.
For one reason or another, the media never found out. He's like the celebrity that calls TMZ when they're outside of Nobu. I'm going to be there on Saturday night. Come take my picture.
He's riding the blue. Does the Blue Line go to Swampscott? What does he do when he comes to the end of the Blue Line? What is it, Orion Heights? What does he walk to Swampscott?
And it's not that hard to be seen. It's not that hard to be seen. We have inside sources who see Bill Weld like every other day taking the train. So you got to try a little harder, Charlie.
I would like to see him on the Blue Line, actually, because I remember one time I was doing a story, and these guys were riding the Orange Line. They were politicians, and they were trying to be men of the people. And so the train's pulling into the station, and it comes to a quick stop, and they're not grabbing the strap, and they're not sitting down. They go ass over tea kettle. Boy, that was we used that shot for months.
Well, remember when Hillary tried to show that she was just a regular New Yorker, and she went to the subway and she couldn't get her card to work. She was standing there for 10 minutes trying to get the card to swipe through.
Right, and that's another thing. Remember when Bernie? They asked Bernie if he had when the last time he rode the subway, and he started talking about. Tokens, and they hadn't used tokens on the New York City subway in what?
Rubles.
How long?
He started talking about rubles.
All right, hold on. We're gonna get one more. Okay, we'll play it after. We got one more cut to play after. Then we're gonna take some stuff. Thank you, Grace, for that. And thank you for putting up with that crap every day, or once a week now.
It's an honor.
It's down to once a week. No matter what goes on in the world, there are two things you can count on. New music and new podcasts. And you know the best way to listen? Using a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime and seamless Bluetooth pairing. You get more bass than in previous models and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Raycon's E25s have a more compact design than ever, so they're both stylish and discreet, right, Grace?
It's so true, and my dad always has his Raycons in, and now when he golfs, he listens to the show while he's golfing because he has his Raycons, and no one can even tell.
So he was able to listen to Charlie on the MTA just now.
Not able to have a Bud Light on the golf course, but he's able to have his Raycons in, which is nice.
No wires or stems hanging out of your ears with Raycons, ever. Raycon was founded by Ray J and counts celebrities like Snoop Dogg and J.R. Smith among its fans. And they offer a 45-day return policy, so go ahead and give them a try. You'll probably be a fan, too. For a limited time, get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls if you want to talk about going to the polls today or who you voted for. We're going to take some calls. But we still have some more Charlie Parker cuts I just want to get to here. One cut I really want to play is cut 40 because, you know, I've gotten to the point now where I'm driving by a playground or something or walking by a playground near where I live and I see kids with no masks. I think to myself or I turn to the mailroom manager or whoever and I say, those kids are having fun and they're not wearing a mask. Does somebody have Charlie Parker's snitch line number?
Get off my lawn.
Those kids aren't wearing masks. They're smiling. They're laughing. It's not allowed. Cut 40.
Okay, so every kid we saw was wearing a mask. Every single one, which was awesome.
Awesome.
Awesomely depressing.
Please tell me they were wearing face coverings.
He also had advice. He was asked for any advice for the college kids going back to school during the pandemic. And this is what he said, cut 41.
The big message that I would have, and I don't know how to say this without sounding like a grumpy old man, is that it's really important for college kids, especially in this time, to recognize and understand that their safety, their health, and the safety and health of a lot of the people around them will be driven in some cases by how much they are willing to abide by the rules that are pretty well understood at this point.
So,
yeah, and the kids must remember that so far in Massachusetts, this dread virus has killed zero people under the age of 20. So it's obviously a deadly plague on young people.
The part of this where he really started to sound like 1984, the Ministry of Truth, was when he started talking about how people have to behave a certain way for things not to go wrong. This is cut 43.
I just think it's really important for people to recognize and understand that there are ways people can behave that either make this less of an issue or more of an issue. And the more we do to make it less of an issue, the more we can do to get back to what people would like to say is something closer to normal.
So he's going to decide we're not going back to normal, something closer to normal. If we follow his orders. His orders, which have produced the highest unemployment rate in the nation and the third highest death rate in the nation. So he obviously has a good grasp on what he's doing.
Your papers, please.
He's big on, Howie pointed this out a few days ago, he's very big on organized events versus unorganized events. Not sure what that means, like if you have Post-its or, you know, how you're organizing based off the coronavirus doesn't want to come near you if you're an organized person. It's like
the VIPs are getting the VIPs are getting some books here tonight about some organized activities that I've written about over the years.
Then you guys will be fine. You hold that up as a shield. Coronavirus does not like organization. So this is cut 42.
Almost all the contact tracing we've done has shown that the single biggest cluster creator in Massachusetts, and this is also true through some of the media reports we've seen on stuff going on both here and in other states, is unorganized, unsupervised, large gatherings where people didn't socially distance, didn't wear masks.
You mean like riots?
And engaged in a lot of close contact.
Does that include arson on Tremont Street and Newberry Street in the Back Bay?
Howie, I postponed my wedding. And I have to say that when the day comes where I do have a wedding and I have a party, it is going to be such an unorganized, unsupervised event. It's going to make Charlie Baker squirm.
Does he understand that when he walks down the steps at the State House January 2023 that he is going to be met by a bunch of people on the steps and we're all going to be wearing masks? And we're going to be going, bye-bye. Bye-bye. We'll take your calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is a, let's see here. Howie, this is from my old neck of the woods when I was in college. UNC college kids and others in the Triangle area found a loophole in Governor Cooper's bar closings. They're renting big party buses. That's good. I'm glad to see that the boys and girls are still, coming up with novel solutions to big problems. I thought they'd shut down the whole school, though. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Howie. Out from Worcester, Mass., you and Grace. So on a lighter side, Pelosi, when her assistant made that appointment, she told her, make sure you bring your mask. She thought they said flask. She said, you know I always have one with me. Just on the lighter side.
Thank you, Richard. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing how much of a leaving alone MSNBC and CNN give that tonight. And I know they're going to give it a good leaving alone. There's no way they're going to go near it. And it's just so clear. And for her to claim, well, she didn't know the rules and regulations. That's her excuse, basically. She was a victim of that evil salon owner who hasn't, you know, who's probably near destitution, you know, after not working. And she just, we're all in this together. Yeah, we're all in it together. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Howie. How you doing, Kevin?
How you doing?
Good. I'm out here in the western part of the state. Hey, I voted today. I took a Democratic ballot.
Yeah.
Just so that I could vote for Markey and Neal and hopefully keep them in office long enough to where they retire. And they don't get a chance to retire. They pass away in office, and we never have to pay their damn pensions. And at the same time, maybe get Kennedy out of the politics altogether.
Yeah, I would have voted for Markey today if I was still around. I think I might have voted for Morse, though, Scott, honestly. You know, I mean, Neil spent, I was told today, Neil spent $4 million on that race. That's a lot of dough.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Every night, every commercial break, it's just, it was ridiculous. But I just figure this way here, we don't have to pay their pension while we pay Kennedy to do their job. So
yeah,
save a few bucks and they're going to win anyways.
I know. Yeah, I would just, now that you speak about a pension, I'll just remind you of somebody. I don't think he had an opponent today, Keating in the Cape District. That guy is making a salary, a congressional salary of, I think, $175,000, $180,000. And he's got a pension as the former district attorney of Norfolk County of $112,000 a year, because they changed the rules to make DAs and a first assistant DAs, district attorneys, group four, which is public law enforcement. And so he got to go into Congress at about the age of 55, and he got the full pension at age 55 because he was group four as a career politician. These guys, they make so much damn money. It's just, it's really frustrating is what it is. Thanks for the call, Scott. 844-500-4242. I think Neil will win tonight. I'm interested in seeing if, I'd just like to see if Markey really knocks Kennedy out in a big way. It's going to be, I think he is. Because I don't, you know, they're talking about how Kennedy has to get the people out in the big cities, you know, but why are the people in the big cities coming out to vote for Kennedy? What's his claim to fame? I don't see it. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, greetings from Keene. How convenient that you guys have your primary today and ours is in a week. Does that mean you'll be sending your citizens up here to vote next week?
Now, you've been listening to the President of the United States too much.
Just give us directions to Keene, Vermont. We'll send them.
Yeah, we always like Keene, Vermont, like Joe Biden does. And by the way, I'll just mention it again next Monday evening. If you're a candidate in New Hampshire, you can call in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll do what we did last night for the people in Massachusetts. You can make your pitch for a minute. Thanks for the call, Mark. 844-500-4242. 603 says Kennedy can go to work for his dad's corrupt nonprofit. Yeah, that's that nonprofit. He's making, I don't know, $600,000-$700,000 a year on a nonprofit. And then the guy, JoJo's top aide was a guy named O'Connor, and he was in Congress with him. And then he takes him with him, and he makes like a couple of hundred thousand. And I think the second wife is making $100,000. All this stuff is listed on the nonprofit filing that they have to do with the attorney general. It's just amazing. Keating is still alive. Keating of the Keating Five. No, this is a different Keating. This is now. This is a guy. He used to be the state senator, and he ran against Bulger. And I liked him when he ran against Bulger for Senate president, but he lost. And he confronted Whitey. Actually, it was one of the last appearances Whitey made before he went on the lam on Election Day, 1994, I think it was. And then he got elected to district attorney of Norfolk County. And then when Delahunt, who also parlayed district attorney of Norfolk County to that congressional seat, when Delahunt retired and went into the pot business. Remember that? He got two or three licenses. And the original medicinal marijuana emporia. And so then Keating came over. And, oh, God, this state needs an enema. I'm thinking of that old Batman movie. Every time I just get off on one of these riffs, I just think how rotten and corrupt it is. Fred, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, Big Daddy Carr. Joe was spotted leaving his house today. He went to Taco Bell to pay his phone bill.
Stop it. Stop it, Fred. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. So, Grace got this today. This is from one of her friends. One of Mr. Frosty's aides made the Titanic error of texting me. So I don't know about you. I got a text last night. Hi, I'm Fabiana. Would you vote for Joe Kennedy? No, I wouldn't. But that's just me. But this is the new way, right? Instead of robo. Well, you get robocalls too, but you also get texts. So this is a text. Hi, I'm Catherine, a volunteer with Ed Markey for Senate. 2020 is the most important election of our lives, so I support Ed because we need someone with a proven track record of leading nationally and delivering for Massachusetts. Could I have some Mr. Frosty music behind this as we're talking about how great Ed Markey is? We'll have it in a moment. We need someone with a proven track record of leading nationally and delivering for Massachusetts. Have you thought about who you're supporting in the Senate primary this year? This is the response. Hi, Catherine. I have, for the first time in my life, I'm going to put an X next to the name Kennedy. That means hell is freezing over and pigs are flying. I wouldn't support Mr. Frosty for all the money in the world. He's a pompous ass. But thanks for asking. And then she responds, I support Ed because of his solid track record of leading on national issues and delivering for Massachusetts communities. Ed has a proven record to pass meaningful legislation and get things done. Now more than ever, we need an experienced leader who leads on the big issues. And that's why Ed has my vote. To which Ellen responded, both candidates are complete boobs, and neither of them knows anything about what normal people go through day to day. Talk about out of touch. Your guy hasn't had an honest job since he was giving out hoodsies to the kids in Malden. That was good. I like that. 844-500-4240.
Should have said Ed Markey's record is soft serve at best.
Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Good. I don't know who you got running the board, but you guys sound better. Grace has never sounded better. And the sound that's coming out of my radio and on the internet, it's just amazing. I just want to compliment them.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the news is good and amusing, and the VIPs are helping out with the laugh track tonight. Give yourselves a hand, VIPs. And you can still get it. There's still some open VIP slots for later on, later this month and into a little bit of next month. So go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on store. Go ahead, Joe.
Hopefully I'll get into one of those. But the truth is that I must tell you, sir, you got an ice cream man. You got a guy who's never done anything but be a legislator, if that's a word. I don't even think
it is a word.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not one is what my point is. And then you have, on the Republican side, you have a doctor who went to MIT who has probably a decent intellect, and can actually say, you know, what's right and what's wrong. And so, therefore, today, when I went into a place where everybody was pulling a different ballot than me, I pulled for Shiva. And I really, really hope he wins. I really do. My wife's going out right now, and we're not gonna worry about Ed Markey because he's a joke, and he was a joke the last time he ran. And hopefully other people will realize that and vote for somebody who's got, you know, a chance to change the country. Him and Trump together would be magnificent.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 844-500-4242. One of our VIPs is from Dedham. And she wanted me to mention, he called in last night, Randy Gleason. He's running for state rep in the 11th Norfolk, which is Dedham, Westwood, and the 8th precinct in Walpole. And he's a write-in candidate. So they got people at the polls? Okay, so you got people at the polls. So what you want to do is, if you want to vote for him, take the sticker, because that's the easiest way, and that's the most foolproof way to do it. So Randy Gleason, he wants to get on the ballot to run in Dedham, Westwood, and 8th Precinct in Walpole. Randy Gleason, get out there and vote. You got a little bit more than an hour left to run. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I was telling the VIPs we were giving out the books, and I said these Kennedy Babylon books, if Joe loses tonight, there'll be another End of an Era special, because we had an End of an Era special when Gene Smith, the last of the Kennedy siblings, died. And one of the VIPs suggested we should call it End of a Camelot. Going out of Camelot. That's it. It's been a long day. Going out of Camelot. Yeah, that's it. We're going out of business, going out of Camelot. So that'll probably be starting tomorrow. 844-500-4242. 844. Get out and vote. And you've still got a little more than an hour to get out there. And we've got our sales of other books today, or sales of T-shirts. Here's Socialism Sucks. We finally got one delivered to us. And we also have No Mask? No Problem! Unless Charlie Parker comes upon you. And you'll get a free copy of What Really Happened autographed if you order Socialism Sucks or What Really Happened. Today, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. Julianne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Julianne.
Hi, Howie. How are you tonight?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I went out to vote early this morning at a local school, and it was nice to be able to do that.
Yeah, it
I
is.
I didn't want to do Caitlin ballot. I didn't feel confident that it was going to be counted.
I don't blame you. You got to ask yourself the question, which somebody suggested to me about a week ago. If you had a winning lottery ticket, would you mail it to the lottery? Would you put it in a first-class envelope? No. I mean, not necessarily it's going to be stolen, but you can't count on it getting there, right? And there was a great story. We didn't get to it today from the New York Post on Sunday. This guy who was a just a Democrat operative coat holder in New Jersey. He was explaining how they steal ballots. And of course it was a good thing because he works out of Patterson, and Patterson, they've had to cancel the whole election. They're going to have a new election because there was just so much fraud. They found hundreds of ballots, not just in Patterson, but in the neighboring town over. Everything was stolen. And it's just a big mess. I'm glad. So a lot of people are voting today at the polling, at the precincts, at the polling places, but the only reason they might not know the outcome of some of these races until tomorrow is because of all these mail-in ballots and absentee ballots, which there's a difference, obviously. But Julianne, I'm glad you voted in person, and thanks for calling. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Howie.
Hi.
First time, long time, since Jerry Williams days.
Oh, that's a long ways back.
Oh, yeah. I'm 72. Where do you hear this story? I went to school with Eddie Markey's two younger brothers, the twins, John and Richard.
Yeah.
Over in Malden.
Yeah.
And Eddie was in my brother's class. He was a year ahead of me, Eddie Markey.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Markey, this was over. Can I say the name of the school? Does it matter?
No, go ahead.
Well, the school was, I went 8 years with him in Immaculate Conception in Malden with Eddie's.
Did you go to Malden? Did you go to Malden Catholic?
Hey, they told me that I wasn't college material and I had to go public in the eighth grade. The good sisters told me that. But my older brother was college material, and he went to Malden Catholic, and he was in with Markey. Markey was in his class. Mm-hmm. And wait till you hear this. Markey used to pick his nose every day, like at 9:30 in class. And my brother goes, I got so sick of him doing it every day, I get up and whacked him right in the head. I punched him in the head.
Well, his girlfriend, did you know, Frank, did you know Kate Steed, his girlfriend back in the day?
What was her name?
Kate Steed.
Well, catch this. My cousin, Kathleen Sullivan, was in his office in Washington, I guess, and she was dating him, and all my relatives thought that he was going to marry Katie, yeah. And he ended up marrying that, is she a shrink or something?
Yeah, she's a shrink, yeah. Well, the reason I mentioned, when you said that, Markey got whacked, I was thinking Kate Steed, when he was running for the Senate, and he was starting to go out with the woman that he eventually married. And she got mad at him, and they were driving around like Oak Grove, down at the end of the Orange Line. And she got mad at him and was hitting him in the car. And he had to jump out of the car to escape. And it was a big story during the Senate race, because I worked for Channel 7, and I had to go out and do the story. And so I couldn't get anyone to talk to me. The cops wouldn't talk to me, none of the neighbors, because it was so embarrassing for him. So I was reduced to just pretending to just be Ed Markey, getting thrown out of the car and rolling around on the sidewalk and going, stop, stop, Kate, don't hit me, don't. Was one of my most all-time favorite TV performances. Just performance theater and local TV news. But he was a goofball. But again, this is a career night. How many people have a career moment at the age of 74? It's pretty amazing, especially, it's not like he's Donald Trump. He's not like a heavyweight. You couldn't get any lighter than Ed Markey, We always used to say he needed to carry rolls of dimes in his coat pockets to prevent from being blown away in a stiff wind. Thanks for the call, Frank. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good. Quickly.
Good. I'm a truck driver up here in Maine. I've been out in Western Maine all day. I counted the Trump signs, 137. I counted the Biden signs, 2. I counted the sweet corn signs, 13. I think corn has a better chance than Biden.
How about Gideon and Collins? What was the breakdown there? Did you count?
I didn't hear you. What?
What were the breakdown on the Gideon versus Collins signs?
There's a lot of Gideon signs, believe it or not, but you can't hardly find a Biden sign anywhere.
That's good news. That's good news. I sure hope, though, that that Gideon doesn't win. She's I'm not a big Collins fan, but I'd rather have Collins than Gideon. All right. Thanks, Mike. Vote. Get out and vote. And you got an hour left. I'm Howie Carr.